Hey everyone, it's Nigel. Just wanted to say that I finished watching last night. I finished watching Godzilla Kong: New Empire. So that movie is freaking amazing. And I'll give you my list of why. And I don't know if it's a short list or a long list. However, I'll do my best to make clarification in all of this stuff. So let's start off with the cinematography. And I'm going to say it was on point. And the reason I say that it's on point is only because visually, at the very beginning of the film, I noticed, yeah, that's me walking and sitting and making noise, and it's a natural environment, and I'm a natural guy. So visually, let's take it, for example, the very beginning, and see these what look like pterodactyls flying in the sky, and it's hollow earth, and it's upside down, then it comes right side up, which is a very cool image for me to see. And then down below, as the camera pans in closely enough, not to let you see what animals are chasing this other animal, we find out that it's Kong and he's running. And Kong looked incredibly amazing. He's gotten bigger, looks like he's super jacked. His abs are amazing, and I know this is a very discreet description of Kong, but I mean, I don't know how Adam Wingard does this stuff, but whichever team he works with to create the MonsterVerse and bring it to life, my hat is off to you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Wingard, for doing such an exceptional job in storytelling, keeping the narrative solid. There was never a minute in this movie where I felt that I was taken out of the film. And I've never enjoyed myself more than this film. And I've seen King of the Monsters, I've seen Godzilla vs. Kong, Kong Skull Island. I'm a big fan of Monarch. So I'm very, 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 very attached and deeply rooted and, you know, happy with the MonsterVerse. That being said, let's go on with the movie. So Kong is running, looks like he's running for his life. He's tired, he's getting tired, and you know, he makes a leap, he jumps over this cliff, makes it with ease. Some of the, I call them mutated hyenas. So, you know, and the way that each animal in this film looks, it's a credit to the CGI effects. And it's to the realism of animals that were there, like in reality, prehistoric times. With a little twist, if I can say that. So I enjoyed watching this movie. There are other animals, I forget the name of it, sorry, but they are very tame creatures. They fly. And I remember there's a scene in the movie where the humans, like Brian Tyree Henry, Bernie, I think his name is in the movie, Jaya, Dr. Ellison, I think her name is, but they were coming in on this. Oh, and there's a character named Trapper. First time I've seen this guy, never, but he was very cool. I liked his character in the movie, and he's like, oh yeah, they're called, sorry, I didn't catch the name, but he says if they can emit electricity out of them. So predatorily, they're predators. So I guess their victims fall prey to the electricity that he says comes out. They're beautiful. The color, that's the other thing. The colors in this movie, very bright and vibrant. I love that. Like these birds, like the birds that showed up on the screen first, I think they had a red tinge in them. There's some large wings. It was beautiful. And then these creatures were like spots on them with yellow, bright yellow. So the shadow they came in was they could look just like them, like these birds. I call them birds. And they blended in. The movie takes place on Hollow Earth for the majority of the film. Godzilla is up top, right? And Kong is in Hollow Earth. So Godzilla, he awakens, sensing something is coming. So there is a titan, looks like a crab, and he's attacking this city in Italy, I think it is. No, is it Italy? No. No, yeah, it is. I think so. And he decimates it, destroys it to no end. Like it, you can't even recognize what animal this is. And then he takes rest in the Colosseum arena. It was so cute to see Godzilla curled up like that. And you know his tail is on the this is what makes me enjoy the movie too, is that the fact that Kong is alone in Hollow Earth, and he you know lost his parents. I believe there's a prequel comic, if I remember correctly, about telling you about him and his family. His species. So that made me sad, because I'm a Godzilla fan, but this is the first movie with Kong in it, aside from Skull Island, which I enjoyed, and Kong was badass. But Kong, to me, reminded me a lot of Superman, where Superman lost his planet, his people, and you know when he rediscovered Supergirl, his cousin, Kara, he began to realize he wasn't alone anymore. Because, you know, he is an alien, he was raised as a human by the Kents. Wonderful story. Superman story is a wonderful story. And Kong is like that in this movie. And I think Adam Wingard did a great job in that. And even though I saw similarities like that, even in Batman v Superman, like there's a scene where Kong comes from Hollow Earth to get to Godzilla to go back to stop Scar King, and Shimo, who is being mentally controlled by Scar King, that asshole. Anyway, and Kong reminded me of Superman, where Superman wanted to talk to Batman, but Batman didn't want to hear anything about it. You know, so in that aspect, Godzilla is Batman. The thing is, as soon as Godzilla saw Kong, he attacked him. Didn't want to listen to reason or anything. And then what also added that similarity, just my opinion, of BVS is when Mothra showed up, who I thought she had died in the last movie, but she's in. And I'll get to this other family part too and people. But when Mothra showed up, I go, oh, Godzilla's a little bitch. Because Mothra shows up like Wonder Woman to separate the two boys fighting, you know, the big boys fighting, Godzilla and Kong in this movie. And Wonder Woman is like in BVS. And I'm like, see, Godzilla is a little bitch. Because he, I just make that funny joke, but realistically, she's the queen of monsters. He's the king of monsters. And he respects Mothra. I think if they could tell a little story, or maybe a series about their relationship. That'd be cool. I'd watch that. Anything to do with this MonsterVerse is very intriguing to me, and I'm very excited. And I'm hoping that, you know, they do expand on the Monarch Universe as well too. So, that being said, It was great human interaction with Godzilla, Kong. Oh, and a new addition. I believe it's spelled Soku. Soku is a is an he's an orangutan. But and he's so cute, and you know, his relationship with Kong, because Kong's like his big brother. You know, he gives him food. You know, can I trust him? So Soku is like, I don't know if I should trust him, you know, because he's not like Scar King. I see differences in both the people, you know, both apes. But, you know, he was very nervous, very hesitant. Hesitant is the right word. Hesitant towards Kong. But it wasn't until Kong saved his life and showed him that he is, you know, he respects Soku and he wants to be a friend and help him and, you know. And they bonded throughout the film, and Soku saves them twice because he's the one that crushed the crystal that was controlling Shimu from Scar King, and he also killed that one ape that was a snitch. That's right. Even in the ape world, snitches get stitches, and Soku killed him, pushed him off the cliff. That was pretty funny. There's some big fights in this. Kong had one in Hollow Earth, in this lake, I think it is a lake or a river, or, not a river, sorry. Maybe it's an ocean, or maybe it's a lake. And there's a creature that lived in there, and Kong killed it, took his axe, and chopped it up in pieces. And they had him and Soku, a mini Kong, as Bernie calls it, had lunch. That was their lunch. They ate him, or it. Godzilla had a huge fight with Tiamat, up in the Arctic, and he killed Tiamat, which was had a pinkish hue color about it, and he drained him, killed him, drained him, then drained all the radiation from his lair. So that's why Godzilla looks pink. I love this story, but like I said, oh, Jaya finds her people, the Iwi people in Hollow Earth, and their technology they have there, they control gravity down there. They can send out beacons of help, which is why the humans went down there to see if they could track the source of the help, the beacon of for help. Kong gets hit by Shimu with his cold breath. Just like Superman. I love this universe. And then they had to, that's how he has the augmented arm because of that reason. So it was very, very cool. And like I said, the gravity went out in where the Iwi people live. And then, you know, the big boys are fighting, Godzilla's fighting Shimu. Kong is fighting Scar King. And then the gravity came back to normal and everybody dropped. It was wicked, man. I'm telling you, it was. I love this movie. So, but Jaya, I guess Dr. Andrews thought that she was going to lose Jaya, but Jaya said, "No, you and I are together. You know, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying with you." So that was very touching. Very. This movie, although it had monsters in the MonsterVerse in it. But it was very touching, very heartfelt, very family oriented, and I love that aspect of it. Kong, Shimu, and Soku now live with the ape population on Hollow Earth, and because Scar King got frozen and broken into a billion pieces by Kong, that was cool. Oh, like I said, in Cairo, when Godzilla attacked Kong, when he saw him again, and I'm like, yo, the guy just wants to talk. And I think, no, just my, no, I think for me, this is the first time this movie made me become a Kong fan. I was always a Kong fan. I knew that Godzilla could beat him. Because he was much younger, not much experience. He's, you know, just still growing and all that. But Godzilla's been doing this since what? We saw Minus One. He's been doing this since World War II. It's mid-40s. So Godzilla has had 80 years of practice to fight and win and adapt and strategize. So he plays the game to the best of his ability. Kong protects humanity, human beings. He's our protector. And then through Kong, he is so human in a lot of ways. Because a lot of he does sign language with Jaya, but his expression on his facial expressions are so human-like, and sometimes it's tender, and sometimes it's angry, and sometimes he's surprised, and sometimes so it he goes through a gambit of emotions, and I love that. I'm like, oh my God, he is just like us. But yeah, man, it's this film must be seen more than once. It's got a little bit of everything, just my opinion, my perspective, a little bit of everything for everybody. And I hope Adam Wingard does a sequel to this movie. I think the story is what's important and what has to be told properly for this to work. But I've enjoyed them all so far. King of the Monsters, Kong Skull Island, Godzilla versus Kong, and now New Empire. Did I miss any? No, I don't think so. No. Oh, there was a first Godzilla movie. Yeah, I think so. And then Minus One. So I'm not well versed in this property, but I am keeping up to date. I am well aware, and I'm having fun, and I enjoyed it tremendously. All these movies. And I hope to see more Godzilla. Now, what threat is so imminent that Godzilla has to prepare and ingest all this radiation? We'll find out. I can't remember what my friend told me, but he thinks there's another, is it either Star Godzilla or Star Space Godzilla or something. But anyways, I have to Google that up. So yeah, man. Kong is cool. He's always been cool to me. Godzilla is just, in this movie he's more like a bully. He didn't want to listen to reason, just like Batman and Superman fighting, which was a stupid fight. Two big icons in DC fighting, because one wouldn't listen. Same with Kong. Kong's trying to explain to Godzilla until Mothra came up, then he's like,
Okay.
I'll go help.
Okay.
Yeah, because Mothra turned Godzilla into her bitch. And hate me, I don't care. It's my podcast. Anyways, guys, watch this movie. Go check it out on the biggest screen you can. Enjoy it. Relish in it. Applaud it. Everything. It's worth it. So the next movie for me, well, I want to watch the third movie that Matt Reeves did, the second sequel for War for the Planet of the Apes. Then I'll jump into Kingdom, for the planet Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and then of course the 24th is Furiosa. So I can't wait for that. That's why that will get me in the theater. For sure. Anya Taylor-Joy is a joy to watch. Yeah, I know what I did there. She's incredible. I love her acting. She's amazing. She's beautiful. She's strong. She's confident. She's a superstar. I love her. Yeah, so nothing to take away from Godzilla. But yeah, go check out Godzilla Kong New Empire. All right, guys, that's it for me. I hope you liked what you heard, and I hope you keep listening. Yeah, until I get all the pieces in place to go on YouTube, then I'll do that. But for now, I'm gonna keep doing this when I can. Okay, guys, thank you so much. Hope to hear from you. You'll hear from me soon. All right, peace.